Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, 2 Kings 23:36, and was dead by age 36. During that time, he was enthroned and renamed by Pharaoh Necho of Egypt, becoming his chief fundraiser in the land. Then for 3 years, the Babylonians took over his vassalage until he rebelled. Thereupon he was harassed by, quote, raiding bands of Chaldeans, bands of Syrians, bands of Moabites, and bands of the people of Ammon. Chapter 24, verse 2. Yet in spite of all this international intrigue, he still managed to find time to, quote, do evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. Chapter 23, verse 37. During this period, the power of Egypt receded, and Babylon gained effective control, quote, from the brook of Egypt to the river Euphrates, chapter 24, verse 7, the land historically promised to Israel. Quote, so Jehoiakim rested with his fathers. Then Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his place, verse 6. Ironically, Jehoiakim means Jehovah raises up, and Jehoiakim means Jehovah establishes. But if such kings only lead their people into unblushing wickedness, God can also lay them low and disenfranchise them. And that's exactly what happened. 18-year-old Jehoiakim immediately, quote, did evil in the sight of the Lord, verse 9. And soon, Nebuchadnezzar with his army came knocking. Jehoiakim didn't think the true God was accessible, and the local gods for some reason weren't available, so he decided to throw in the towel. Quote, then Jehoiakim, his mother, his servants, his princes, and his officers went out to the king of Babylon, and the king of Babylon, in the 8th year of his reign, took him prisoner. Verse 12. Soon the Babylonians had stripped the kingdom of all it was worth, of both manpower and material, and thus began 70 years of captivity, just as God had promised.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.